Manchester Mayor Joyce Craig is running for re-election next month. Her challenger, former Republican lawmaker Victoria Sullivan, says Craig has failed to address concerns about homelessness and public safety in the city. NHPR's Sarah Gibson brings us downtown, where this debate is playing out.
Tim Baines runs the Mint Bistro on Elm Street. It's one of a handful of dining spots seen as a sign of the city's potential. Baines says the entertainment and restaurant scene here is growing, but so are the city's problems.
I would say more days than not, you know, you might witness an overdose when you're dining outside for an hour and a half.
Manchester has struggled for years with the opioid crisis, and it's recently seen a major increase in homelessness. People are living in the parks and streets. Some are openly using drugs and asking passerbys for money. Baines says it's changing the city.
The concerns are real. The property crimes are real. The car break-ins. The uncomfortable nature that a lot of people feel in being pursued and asked for money.
Baines isn't just a businessman. He's also a city alderman. The issues he's describing are on the minds of many city officials and voters, and they're front and center in the mayoral campaign.
Joyce Craig works hard, tackling Manchester's toughest problems.
Incumbent Joyce Craig says things have improved under her watch.
Hiring more police to patrol streets and make our neighborhoods safer.
But speaking on public television, her opponent, Victoria Sullivan, says things are getting worse.
We are hearing about crime in our city weekly and sometimes daily.
Mayor Craig says she's working closely with the police and has given them money to hire 15 more officers. But she says homelessness is a separate issue and far more complicated.
We have seen a number of people coming into Manchester who are looking for services not from our city, and that's been a challenge for our law enforcement.
Craig says they're working with the state to get more resources to deal with an influx of people struggling with homelessness and addiction. And the city recently hired a homelessness prevention coordinator. Craig says Manchester has to balance this work with other priorities like education and economic development. But just a few blocks from City Hall at Victoria Sullivan's campaign office, the top priority is clear.
I got into this race because the city had turned in a detrimental direction so quickly that I was actually concerned about the safety of my family.
Sullivan says Craig has failed on crime, which overall is down 6% this year.
Little crimes are going down, right? Homicides are up 150%. Opioid deaths are up 30%.
Both numbers are technically correct, but the murders in Manchester are still low. Two in 2017, five last year. To get a better sense of crime trends, I sat down with Police Chief Carlo Capano and a big stack of crime stats.
Looking at domestic violence, so...
Despite the downward trend in crime, there's a slight uptick in aggravated assault this year. About half of those are domestic violence. Capano says these numbers disprove the narrative that...
Manchester is so dangerous. You can't go downtown. You can't do this or that. I would disagree with that. I think our numbers show that, you know, we're not a dangerous city, although we do have city problems.
Like Craig, Capano says the challenges being discussed this election are quality of life issues that neither the police nor the mayor can solve by being tough on crime.
It's not a crime to be homeless, and people need to understand that and recognize that. It's not a crime for somebody to be sitting in a park that may not look the way that some people want them to look.
It's also not a crime to panhandle. That's a city ordinance violation, which results in fines that often go unpaid. Victoria Sullivan is calling for tougher city ordinances. But she says, in general, the best way to help people is for government to step back
and let the faith-based organizations come through, the nonprofit organizations, and let them do the work they know how to do. Government is terrible at solving these problems.
The candidates disagree on what the problems are, but they're both talking about public safety on the campaign trail.
All the leaves have already fallen.
I recently tagged along with Mayor Craig as she went door to door.
Just reminding folks, November 5th election.
I'm already voting for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Voter Mark Brown tells me it's unfair to blame Mayor Craig for all of Manchester's problems.
It's not one person's fault because crime's high or low. Everyone does a great job. I mean, for only being in office one term, she's doing great. But nothing changes overnight.
But some of Victoria Sullivan's supporters say something did change for the worse. Noel Negroni used to run a business downtown. He says a few years ago, Manchester had fewer panhandlers and people living on the street.
Well, something changed because right after Joyce Craig got elected, then they just flooded downtown. I mean, I don't know the facts. I'm just telling you what I saw.
The facts versus what someone sees or feels or reads about crime and homelessness, this is murky territory, and it's ripe for politics. Campaigning on public safety worked 15 years ago when upstart Republican challenger Frank Ginta unseated Manchester's last Democratic mayor, Bob Baines. Now, Baines' son, Tim, the owner of the Mint Bistro, sees similar tactics.
You know, I think there are parallels. And I think the opponent that, you know, my father had and, you know, the opponent here to Mayor Craig are kind of hitting on the same drum of Manchester is not safe. You know, whether it proves to be successful again or not, we'll find out.
And if history is any lesson, the question of public safety will not be put to rest after this election. For NHPR News, I'm Sarah Gibson.